This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, and it doesn't matter who appears or who doesn't reappear type of thing, I guess, as well, too. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today is Monday, June the 3rd of 2024, day 155th of the year. And only 211 days remaining to go. We are broadcasting from our Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Yep, that's what we do. We're hanging out with the Canadians, the Ukrainians, and of course the people from North America. You know how it goes. Anyway, so hopefully everything was fantastic over the weekend for you. So yes, it seems like we took a brief disappearing act because I guess that's what we do as of late in regards of, you know, traveling the plan. When I say plan, I mean planet and all the stuff that is going on. So apologize about the disappearance. We should hopefully be here for the next few. No problem whatsoever. And, you know, and I'm getting really bad about trying to do the stuff remote, but it's just sometimes the internet sucks in regards of getting the stuff on there. So you'll see, you'll hear some audio, maybe you're not get some video. I mean, sometimes that's how it goes. So like today's one of these days that if you're hanging out here on the radio station, well, you're taking a lesson, not a problem. If you're looking for us on the video services, not happening today because we are exclusively radio for today. So anyway, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on. So if you're not familiar with our show, we talk about safety in the news and safety. We are a radio show that also is part of a podcast network. So if you're listening to us on a podcast catcher, well, that's what happens. We do a post thing. Outside of that, our show is 3 hours long, the last two hours consisting of playing music on Radio Big. And of course, we go into some news stories, no doubt about that stuff as well. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and start talking about what the hell was trending? Because I think that that's going to be important. Should we do that?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, so let's talk about it. AirTags can be used for food and climate change. Nutjob tries to send a message by defacing precious artwork. Well, so we'll take a look at that as we go. Also, Jennifer Lopez cancels her tour and Tyson Paul fight has been postponed. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Also, Kevin James will play golf with John Daly in a new limited series. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls and more details on the Royal Lodge saga as we go into the whole thing. I guess I should have said this at the very beginning because I didn't say this. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. That's the best way to do it. Video, audio, and text messaging, all options that are available to you depending on how you want to do the gig. That is for sure. Anyway, so we talk about safety in the news. News and safety is kind of the way that it goes. With that being said, why don't we bring in some professional broadcasters right now and let them tell you about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. India's opposition parties are calling pollsters predicting a third Modi term biased. After voting ended on Saturday in India's general elections, a vast majority of exit polls over the weekend have predicted a landslide victory for incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi. But critics say Prime Minister Modi and his party could be in for a surprise when votes are counted on Tuesday.
India's opposition parties, who have formed a grand coalition called the India Alliance, say they are confident of a win. Most pollsters are currently predicting that they will win less than 150 seats in India's 543-member lower house of parliament, well below the majority mark of 272 seats. They're also predicting a massive victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, saying they are likely to win more than 350 seats along with their allies. Critics say the exit polls and the TV channels discussing them are biased towards Mr. Modi's BJP party. Opposition parties have also asked their cadre to be vigilant on Tuesday when the votes are counted. They say the job is now to ensure no votes are disqualified, a prospect that they say could hurt their final tally. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
North Korea says it will stop sending balloons full of debris to South Korea if Seoul promises to also end the practice. Pyongyang last week flew more than 3,500 balloons across the border, it says, in response to similar action by South Korea. Chris Gilbert is reporting.
North Korea says the balloons full of trash and leaflets will end, but they'll resume again if South Korea begins flying anti-North Korean leaflets across the border. Pyongyang says it sailed 15 tons of trash across the DMZ in response to South Korea sending balloons across the border full of waste and propaganda. It says it wanted Seoul to know how demanding it is to pick up the debris, and it says South Korea has now experienced enough of how unpleasant the cleanup is. South Korea says it'll respond with, quote, unendurable measures, such as broadcasting propaganda over loudspeakers, which it stopped doing following a 2019 leaders' summit.
Mexico is all set to elect its first ever female president. Exit polls suggest as polls close in the country's presidential election, but the historic election has been marred by political violence. Ira Spitzer has more.
The frontrunner, Claudia Sheinbaum, is the former mayor of Mexico City. Her more conservative opponent, Xochitl Galvez, is a business executive who leads a coalition of center-left and center-right opposition parties. The candidates have sparred over issues including crime, the economy, and relations with Mexico's northern neighbor, the U.S., with the winner set to serve a six-year term. They have also been the most violent in Mexican history, with the killing of more than 30 candidates for office as violence fueled by powerful drug cartels continues to plague the country.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, a political earthquake in South Africa. The stunning collapse of the ruling African National Congress vote in the country's parliamentary elections has created vast unanswered questions about what happens next. The ANC, the party once led by Nelson Mandela, insists that it will not go into coalition with any other party demanding the resignation of President Cyril Ramaphosa. But with only 40% of the vote, a record low in the post-apartheid era, it is not clear that the ANC will be in the driving seat of coalition negotiations that must now begin. Karine Duplessis writes from Johannesburg for the Africa Report.
This is a really big moment. Every election, people say the ANC will, you know, the majority will decrease, and it never does. So it kind of feels unreal. It's the first time, I think, since 1948 that we will have a coalition government. There's a lot of uncertainty at the moment as to what's going to happen and how it's all going to pan out.
ANC officials over the weekend conceded that the party has nothing to celebrate and has been punished by the electorate for corruption and incompetence, particularly with regard to the regularly interrupted supply of electricity in the country. But the ANC is also attempting to blame the media for its woes, suggesting that its leaders still do not fully understand the scale of the electorate's repudiation of their time in one-party government. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. India's Narendra Modi is set to win a record third term. Exit polls are predicting as the countdown to results gets underway in the world's largest election. Mexico is all set to elect its first ever female president, exit polls suggest, in a historic election that's been marred by political violence. North Korea claims it will stop sending balloons full of debris to South Korea if Seoul promises to also end the practice. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
You all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally,
Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, as we are still hanging out on this lovely Monday that I almost called a Tuesday, as we are 17 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's do some stuff. Let's talk about what the heck is going on according to the hit list. Another AirTag case used for good for the first time for one theft victim and untold others. The Virginia carpenter used the technology to track down the bandit who kept on stealing his tools. Yeah, I said his tools. After showing up to the office twice to find a truck broken into, he secretly placed a tracker and a larger tools that he had not been taken or stolen at this fact after the first two attempts. Then in January, after the third robbery, he tracked them down at a storage center in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and Maryland. When he called the police and got a search warrant, he found out that that his tools, in fact, that were in a single storage unit. That's the tip of the iceberg. And the massive tool theft operation over the next few months, authorities discovered 12 storage unit locations holding an estimated 15,000 saws, drills, grinders, generators, batteries, air compressors worth about $5 million worth of stuff there. So that's for sure. That's definitely going to be one of those things that when you see it, you're going to go, well, what the heck happened? Or how did that happen, better saying, when it's all said and done? $5 million. So despite identifying the storage units, authorities have not yet filed any charges or made any arrests, but they are expected to do so soon. This is according to the Washington Post. So if you're in that area and you notice that you have some tools missing, that might be part of the gig of what exactly is going on.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. If this happened over the weekend, Boeing attempt to carry an astronaut into space failed for the second time on Saturday after the automatic hold trigger by the computer that launches the rocket stopped the countdown of the clock about 3 minutes and 50 seconds. The next available liftoff date is now set for Wednesday morning, with a backup of June the 6th. SpaceX continues to lead private space technology, reliably delivering astronauts and cargo on behalf of the NASA to space since 2020. So there you go. You know, when you start talking about inaugural flights stuff with the first time having an astronaut on a Boeing jet, is this really something that you want to be the first one doing it?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. 2 days after an Idaho jury found Chad Daybell guilty of murder of his wife, Tammy Daybell, and newest wife, Lori Vallo Daybell, two of the youngest children of the same jury, unanimously agreed to sentence him to death. Recap, Chad and Lori were having an affair when both of their spouses died unexpectedly in 2019, and the two children went missing. Chad's wife's death, we now know, was at his hands, while Lori's husband was fatally shot by her brother, Alex Cox, who died of natural causes during an investigation. From there, a statewide investigation began after the family reported that JJ and Tylee were missing. A year later, the bodies were found and buried in Chad's backyard. For the role of the murders, Doomsday mom Lori was sentenced to life in prison without parole back in 2023. This is according to The Guardian. This one was all over the place. A few years back in regards to it. I even think that there's a Netflix series about it, or a documentary series, however you want to take a look at it. So a lot of stuff going on there. So yeah, they refer to her as Doomsday's mom. And I want to say there was a whole bunch of 2020 ones. I mean, it's a bad case. It's a bad case for sure. I mean, not a bad case what happened, but just overall what happened, occurred, is not the greatest thing in regards to that. So let's continue talking. Let's see. Is it Riposte Alimentari? Food response, the same group behind the pumpkin soup attack of the Mona Lisa earlier this year, is back this time. And this time they're defacing a Monet Poppy Fields painting at the Musée of Versailles in Paris. The self-described concerned citizens place a red sticker over the painting to show the a nightmare version of the poppy fields in 2100 after the ravage, the flames, and drought. And more it isn't done to prevent climate change. Thankfully, no permanent damage was done to the painting, and the woman has been detained. This is according to France 24. So there you go. Also, a treasure hunting couple from Queens were shocked to find $100,000 inside of a safe that they found while magnet fishing in a lake in Corona Park in New York City. Unfortunately, the two slacks of freaking hundreds were described as angler James Kane were ruined by the water, according to what they said. To avoid the legal trouble, Kane says that he alerted the NYPD, who basically said finders keepers, and there was no identifying information on the safe. So there you go. I don't know. Some stuff to think about, that is for sure, as we are talking. Also, let's talk about some things that happened over the weekend. Michelle Obama's mom, Marion Robinson, has died. She passed away on Friday, according to a post from Michelle. No further details were shared. Robinson was 86 at the time of the passing. So there you go. Also, actress Mandy Moore is expecting her third child with her husband, Taylor Goldsmith. In an Instagram post announcing the news, Moore has also revealed that the baby is a little girl. The couple have already her parents to a 3-year-old Augustus and a 19-month-old Oscar. So there you go. What is this? There's a marriage that occurred. Let's talk about this. Fox News Corp chairman Rupert Murdoch and molecule biologist, biologist Alina Zugro are married. The 93-year-old and 67-year-old, the bear said, "I do" to Murdoch's California vineyard on Saturday. This is the marriage is his fifth. So there you go. Fifth marriage. I mean, hey, whatever. When it's love, it's love. I mean, let's not say when it's love. How does the rest of that song go? When it's love, it lasts forever.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, and some other things to talk about. The weekend box office. Let's see. At number 10 was Sight with $1 million. That came in at number 10. At number 9, Ezra with $1.1 million. At number 8, In a Violent Nature, $2.1 million. Haku, The Dumpster Battle, $3.5 million at number seven. And number six was Strangers Chapter One with $3.6 million. And number five was The Fall Guy with $4.2 million. And number four, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, $8.8 million. And number three, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, $10.7 million. And number two was If with $10.8 million. And at the number one spot for the movies for last week, for this last weekend, better saying, Garfield, the movie, $14 million. So a lot of people excited, I guess, about watching that. I mean, here's the interesting part. If you do realize this, it came out last week. And so that means that the top three spots kind of moved around. Furiosa fell from, from number one to number three. And then If went from number three to number two. And then the Garfield movie went from number two to number one. Interesting times as we are talking, no doubt there. What else would you do? What else would you do there? Anyways, let's see what else is going on. The Dow gained about 575 points to close at 38,686 on Friday. The S&P gained about 42 points to close at 5,277. And the NASDAQ dropped about 2 points to close at 16,735. West Texas Intermediate closed at $77 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel, so there you go. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.54 on Sunday, and Bitcoin was slightly up over the weekend, trading in at $67,844. There was more than, 4,048 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 210 such cancellations. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $560 million jackpot, or a $258.4 million cash payout. So there you go. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $171 million jackpot, or a $79.5 million cash payout. So there's always some stuff to do. Let me ask you a strange question. Do you play the lottery? Because we seem to talk a lot about this for something that I'm not sure if you even play. It's something that I look at and I go, how important is it?
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
So some sad news coming off to some of the, over the weekend. I mean, it was like event after event, something going on with it. So take a listen to this. Jennifer Lopez, This Is Me live tour has been canceled. Live Nation reported the news on Friday just before the tour was set to kick off, saying that J-Lo decided that she needs some time to be with her children, family, and friends. Addressing the news herself, J-Lo told fans that she is heartsick and devastated over the cancellation. Surely the dozens of fans who bought tickets feel the same. According to TMZ, of course. Also, so what else have we got going on? Mike Tyson and Jake Paul's July 20th match has been postponed after the former's recent medical scare. According to the announcement from Paul's most valuable promotion, Tyson's doctor advised him that it was best to do minimal light training over the next few weeks, so both men agreed to push back the fight. A new date will be announced soon. This is according to Bleacher Report. So how excited are you about this match, or were you excited at all? Because that's the thing that I keep on wondering. I mean, there's a lot of people that were excited, wanted to talk about this stuff, wanted to do something about it. But I take a look at it and I go, okay, so Tyson's going to be, 57 at the time, give or take? I believe that's what it is. And Paul's in his late 20s. So there has to be some stuff that one thinks about in regards to how this is going to go. And I'm not saying automatically the young guy is going to win, but you have to think about it. Tyson is still, one of the better punchers on the planet, regardless of how you look at it, in regards of what he can do in strength-wise. But I don't know. I have a lot of questions about that match, but that's my opinion. What do I know? Anyway, so let's keep on talking ahead of the final. Ahead of the final show this Friday, Pat Sajak is giving fans a sneak peek on what goes on behind Wheel of Fortune. In an Instagram video filmed by his daughter Maggie, Sajak makes viewers behind the puzzle board while joking. "We can't show a lot because there are certain things that are highly classified," Sajak said, who has hosted the show since 1981, will be replaced by Ryan Seacrest. Letter Turner, Vanna White will keep on going on there. So there you go. It's according to New York Post. I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to believe seeing Wheel of Fortune without Pat Sajak. I mean, I know that when everything happened with Alex Trebek, it was weird seeing anybody else on the Jeopardy stage in regards of what's going on. So there you go. A lot of stuff happening inside of this level of the world. I don't know. What do you think about Wheel of Fortune without Pat Sajak? And don't get me wrong. I like Ryan Seacrest, but man, how many jobs does this guy has? Doesn't he do like a morning show? Then he has American Idol. And then now he's going to do this on top of, it's like, how do you, and that's not even counting the stuff that, that he produces and all that other fun stuff. So I don't know. A lot of things, very little time, it seems like, from time to time. Anyway, take a listen to this. A limited series based on John Daly is in the works with Kevin James, tapped to play the legendary golfer. We'll see what happens there. Also, let's see. Daly has made the name for himself, of course, with his 19 professional tournament wins, including 5 PGA tours and 2 majors, plus electric outfits and catchphrases. What is it? I just grip it and rip it. So there you go. I mean, hey, gripping and ripping sounds like something dangerous. No word on when and where the limited series will air. This is according to Deadline. So I guess that's something else to take a look at if you're so inclined to do so.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah, like there's always so much news to catch up on. I always go, man, what did we miss? What did we not miss? Did we miss it all? Did we miss nothing? What exactly do you like, love, or hate? That's going to be that's going to be the greatest thing about it. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and do this. It is 32 minutes past the top of the hour because we're missing so much news. Take a listen to this one because I think you're gonna like it. No, seriously, I think you're gonna like it. Now, take it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in New Delhi. I'm Neha Punia. India's opposition parties are calling pollsters predicting a third Modi term biased. After voting ended on Saturday in India's general elections, a vast majority of exit polls over the weekend have predicted a landslide victory for incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi. But critics say Prime Minister Modi and his party could be in for a surprise when votes are counted on Tuesday.
India's opposition parties, who have formed a grand coalition called the India Alliance, say they are confident of a win. Most pollsters are currently predicting that they will win less than 150 seats in India's 543-member lower house of parliament, well below the majority mark of 272 seats. They're also predicting a massive victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, saying they are likely to win more than 350 seats along with their allies. Critics say the exit polls and the TV channels discussing them are biased towards Mr. Modi's BJP party. Opposition parties have also asked their cadre to be vigilant on Tuesday when the votes are counted. They say the job is now to ensure no votes are disqualified, a prospect that they say could hurt their final tally. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
North Korea says it will stop sending balloons full of debris to South Korea if Seoul promises to also end the practice. Pyongyang last week flew more than 3,500 balloons across the border, it says, in response to similar action by South Korea. Chris Gilbert is reporting.
North Korea says the balloons full of trash and leaflets will end, but they'll resume again if South Korea begins flying anti-North Korean leaflets across the border. Pyongyang says it sailed 15 tons of trash across the DMZ in response to South Korea sending balloons across the border full of waste and propaganda. It says it wanted Seoul to know how demanding it is to pick up the debris, and says South Korea has now experienced enough of how unpleasant the cleanup is. South Korea says it'll respond with, quote, unendurable measures, such as broadcasting propaganda over loudspeakers, which it stopped doing following a 2019 leaders' summit.
Mexico is all set to elect its first ever female president. Exit polls suggest as polls close in the country's presidential election, but the historic election has been marred by political violence. Ira Spitzer has more.
The frontrunner, Claudia Sheinbaum, is the former mayor of Mexico City. Her more conservative opponent, Xochitl Galvez, is a business executive who leads a coalition of center-left and center-right opposition parties. The candidates have sparred over issues including crime, the economy, and relations with Mexico's northern neighbor, the U.S., with the winner set to serve a six-year term. They have also been the most violent in Mexican history, with the killing of more than 30 candidates for office as violence fueled by powerful drug cartels continues to plague the country.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, a political earthquake in South Africa. The stunning collapse of the ruling African National Congress vote in the country's parliamentary elections has created vast unanswered questions about what happens next. The ANC, the party once led by Nelson Mandela, insists that it will not go into coalition with any other party demanding the resignation of President Cyril Ramaphosa. But with only 40% of the vote, a record low in the post-apartheid era, it is not clear that the ANC will be in the driving seat of coalition negotiations that must now begin. Karine Duplessis writes from Johannesburg for the Africa Report.
This is a really big moment. In every election, people say the ANC will, you know, the majority will decrease, and it never does. So it kind of feels unreal. It's the first time, I think, since 1948, that we will have a coalition government. There's a lot of uncertainty at the moment as to what's going to happen and how it's all going to pan out.
ANC officials over the weekend conceded that the party has nothing to celebrate and has been punished by the electorate for corruption and incompetence, particularly with regard to the regularly interrupted supply of electricity in the country. But the ANC is also attempting to blame the media for its woes, suggesting that its leaders still do not fully understand the scale of the electorate's repudiation of their time in one-party government. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. India's Narendra Modi is set to win a record third term. Exit polls are predicting as the countdown to results gets underway in the world's largest election. Mexico is all set to elect its first ever female president, exit polls suggest, in a historic election that's been marred by political violence. North Korea claims it will stop sending balloons full of debris to South Korea if Seoul promises to also end the practice. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Rio. USA, Canada, UK.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio
hit. I don't wanna say goodbye. With me, I don't wanna say goodnight as you sail across the sea. I
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you are hanging out here on, what is it, Rated R Safety Show. I was going to say Radio Big, but you're on Radio Big. You're also on Safety FM as we are doing our thing. As you are taking a listen to these sultry sounds. Yeah, this is Hawaii with Dear Joey. Yeah, I'd like to thank Hawaii for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. You can give this song a little streamer action. Dear Joey is what it's called. Available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. No, seriously. Give it some action right there. So there you go. Okay, thanks again to Hawaii for allowing us to play this. Always a good time as we get to play new music as we go into everything that is going on. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help on the far right-hand side of the actual website itself. Once you get there, it's going to tell you about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just the name of you. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Just some information for you, because we all could need a little help sometimes. No doubt about that. Take a listen to this. Got some news for you. A good night's sleep can be the cure to all sorts of ailments, and new research says that it may also be the best medicine for loneliness. The National Sleep Foundation in Washington, D.C., that founding that getting a good night's rest helps people feel more connected to others. Specifically, the researchers found that better sleep and health is linked to lower levels of emotional and social total loneliness. The effects were seen across all ages. The U.S. Surgeon General declared loneliness a public health crisis in 2023, comparing it to health risks of one that could face from feeling lonely to the effects of smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. It's a good thing, then, that if you're lonely, you probably have no one to bum smokes off of. So, I mean, I guess there is a positive and a negative, depending on how you want to look at it. Also, if you're looking to lift, the answer might be YouTube. Watching videos like those found on YouTube may make people happier with small talk than casual acquaintances and coworkers, according to the University of Essex research. Using data from three studies, including 1,080 people in the UK and the US, researchers found that 52% of respondents felt that they had strong, parasocial relationships, and 36% said that they felt close to a YouTuber. Really? Parasocial relationships are described as having a bond with someone you've never met, often an influencer or a celebrity. The study authors did point out that, however, that a romantic relationship or a close friends are still seen as such an effective way to fulfill an emotional need. Up until now, whenever I need a lift, I've used Uber. So there you go. This is according to studies. Study finds that were listed in the New York Post. What do you think about that? Because that seems to get a little weird. I mean, I'm just saying. Have you felt connected with someone that you don't know at all? That you've even never met? Oh, I'm sure I have a story or two that I could probably share about that.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know. It just seems like something that's the way that it would be. Que sera, sera, right? I feel some connection with somebody I don't even know. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. A married couple has given birth to what is being called a miracle baby after suffering six heartbreaking miscarriages. Charlie and Lynette Bathgett had spent 10 years trying to bring a child into the world without success. They had almost given up on their dream of becoming parents when the doctor urged the 42-year-old Lynette to try a medicine normally taken before IVF treatments. She said that they was filled with anxiety when she became pregnant for the seventh time, but their daughter arrived by emergency C-section weighing in around a robust 8 pounds, 5 ounces. Of the moment when she first held her baby girl, Lynette says it was the most fantastic feeling in the world, and the baby is named apparently, or appropriately better saying, Faith. So there you go. Also, a 5-year-old boy born with one hand has become the youngest ever person to be fitted for a bionic arm. Jordan Morato was left in a state of pure joy when he received the Iron Man-themed hero arm. It was a prosthetic last month. Heartwarming footage shows that just hours after he was able to whiz around on a scooter holding the handlebars with his arms with the lifelike grip, his mother, Ashley, had approached Open Bionics, which makes a prosthetics, when Jordan started questioning why his hand had not grown back. She was told that it was likely due to the young to receive one of their products, but that Jordan tried on an arm just in case. The later agreed to fit him for the hero arm with the offices with the New York City 2 years earlier than most youngest, better saying. One of the mechanical limbs, Jordan says, is really fun and it's cool. So there you go. That's one of those feel good stories, and I feel that because of what we do, sometimes that's something that's needed, because we don't seem to get a lot of sunshine heading our way sometimes, in regards of some of the stuff that happens inside of our industry. But maybe that's just me complaining at this particular point. Who knows? Because it seems like there ain't no sunshine when she's gone. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, I think it's time for us to bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. No doubt about it. Take a listen right now.
Minute brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Cole. Sam Walton said, "There's only one boss, the customer, and he can fire everybody in the company from the chairman on down simply by spending his money somewhere else." Excellent quote from the founder of Walmart. I think we may have mentioned this one before, but thank you, Cole, for sharing it again. I've held many positions in companies from the bottom rung of the ladder to the CEO, and I remember thinking how great it would be to be my own boss and not have to worry about answering to anyone. Well, that's not true. I still had to answer to somebody. Everyone was my boss. Every customer and every employee could easily make a decision to no longer work with me. So my job was to keep everyone happy.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello. I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Has life been unkind to you? Have you been disappointed? Even betrayed by a trusted friend or family member? Don't despair. God can take the very worst the enemy brings against us and use it for our own good if we'll give it to Him. Name your disappointment. Identify your hurt. Now surrender it to the Father and ask Him to redeem it. But Joseph said unto them, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." That's Genesis 50. Lord Jesus, I choose to trust you with the wounds my soul has suffered. Instead of becoming bitter, I make peace with my pain. Redeem it. Turn it into material for ministry. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Well, I just thought we were just too rated R, but who knows what I know, you know, or what knows what I, who knows, or what? I don't know. I'm so confused. Anyways, take a listen to this. Back in 2020, three police officers were involved in the death of George Floyd are charged in Minneapolis. Derek Chauvin, the officer who kneeled on Floyd, is also charged with second-degree murder. That happened back on this date, back in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Otto Porter Jr., 31, Dave East, 36, Al Horford and Josh Segura and Rafael Nadal all turn 38. Also, Liff Jennings turns 46, Anderson Cooper, 57, Mike Gordon, 59, Jill Biden, 73, Hale Irwin turns 79, and Billy Cunningham turns 81 today. So there you go. There are some birthdays going on today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's World Bicycle Day, National Chocolate Macaron Day, Love Conquers All Day, World Cider Day, National Egg Day, Insect Rebellion Awareness Day, National Repeat Day, National Thank God It's Monday, National Leave the Office Early Day, and Love Island Day. National Leave the Office Early Day. I didn't even know there was a day to celebrate that, but hey, what do I know? Apparently a lot of stuff is celebrated in weird fashions. I just don't know about it. So there you go. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, well, I'm sure I have one of those for you. The girls is emotion. Hold on. Where did it go? Yeah, I always arrive late to work, but I make up for leaving early. So there you go. What else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's your go-to unhealthy snack? Also, most of us make do with just one of these, but the survey found that 1 in 10 of us use 2 more. What is it? An alarm clock. I hope that doesn't count the amount of snoozes that people hit, because, man, sometimes that seems to go deep and dark right away. Anyway, so thanks for hanging out on this lovely Monday as we get to do our thing. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to Radio Big exclusively. If you want to come over there and hang out, that's radiobig.fm. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here, no doubt about that. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. Yep. Remember that one. That's going to be important. Anyways, thank you for hanging out, taking a listen to what exactly we have going on. Always a good time when you and I get to hang out and do our thing together. No doubt about it. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I remember the early days, joyriding in LA, in your beat-up ride. Surfing the morning tide, we talked all night and stayed up late, listening to figure eight. We always questioned God, wondered who he was. It feels like it was yesterday. I saw Say goodbye, but I know that you're